gardener. Member Gerald Boer, 89, has spent the last 60 years creating a stunning eco-garden. I joined Blind Veterans 8 years ago and have been part of the Blind Veterans UK Gardening Phoning Group since its inception. The group takes place on the first Tuesday of the month and we discuss what's happening in our gardens, greenhouses, window boxes and hanging baskets, and tell one another what we are propagating, planting and harvesting. Pets and diseases also feature a lot, and we all benefit from sharing our joint knowledge. My wife Shirley and I have lived in our semi-detached house for more than 60 years. The site was previously a brickyard, and when we moved in, I dug up hundreds of bricks and used them all to build my cold frame, greenhouse base and hut foundation. The whole garden was a mass of trees and weeds. The one asset was a large Bramley seedling apple tree, which spread its branches over the hedges at each side and over the greenhouse. Large apples would fall from the tree and smash the greenhouse windows. I had to climb above the top of a three-piece ladder to reach the higher branches. I pruned 500 weight from the tree. It all grew back the following year. Even though my sight was failing, I sawed it down little by little. The apple crop was enormous, but the gathering was labour-intensive. I started producing compost more than 40 years ago. As a result of this, my garden has become more fertile each year. My compost is made from grass cuttings, privet hedge clippings, foliage, vegetable peelings, and fruit skins. It can be likened to a large fruit cake of 3.5 feet by 2 feet by 4 feet deep. I cut out the middle and leave a crust which contains worms and substances. This helps to form next year's compost. I love that we are now 20% self-sufficient in fruit and vegetables in the garden and that our carbon footprint is small. It's so important to help with the global warming issue. Every bit helps. Even if you only have a window box, you're supporting the bee population, and that is essential to us all. To find out more about the Gardening Phoning Group, contact your community support worker.